This is Huron Claus, and I am the president of Chief Incorporated in Phoenix, Arizona. It is a real joy and privilege to introduce to you Dave and Carolyn Hopkins, who are a vital part of the ministry of our Chief family. Chief is a ministry that has been going on for over 31 years, and we are committed to evangelism, discipleship, and helps, reaching out to Native peoples from Alaska right down into South America. I want to express to you how happy I am to have Dave and Carolyn involved in what we are doing, and I want to encourage you to do everything that you can to pray, financially support, and really get involved in their lives and the work that God has called them to do. I know that you will be blessed and they will be blessed. We need your involvement, and we praise God for however He may lead you in doing this.
We are Dave and Carolyn Hopkins, your partners in ministry with Chief Christian Hope Indian Eskimo Fellowship. First of all, we want to thank from the bottom of our hearts those who have been so faithful in your love and your faithful support through prayer and your finances. And we know you, you know us. We've been in your homes. We've corresponded with each other. We know that whenever we've done work with Chief, you are faithfully behind us. Then we also want to speak to those who are considering supporting us in our ministry. Chief has assigned me as urban coordinator for North America, and so it's my responsibility to put together what we call School Without Walls, and I'll be sharing with you how we're doing that. Today, 63% of Native people live in the urban centers, and there's a lot of discouraged pastors and small Native fellowships in these urban centers and on the reservations. We want to come alongside of them to help them do their work. How do you do this great work in the urban centers and the reservations in the United States, reserves in Canada, and now as we go into Alaska, the villages of Alaska? How do you do that? Well, we found through the School Without Walls, it's really important to follow the biblical model. The biblical model is going as a team. So my brother Hugh Grant, the one that I travel with, and you've seen pictures of him in our prayer letters. He's related to me. He's told me, you know, we've been together for 17 years. That's a long time in ministry. One of the elders of All Tribes Fellowship, one of the council members of the gathering that I was part of in Portland, and now is retired from the hospital. He travels with me extensively from city to city, reserve to reserve, reservation to reservation. I've seen the importance of traveling with a Native brother because I can share the word. I know the word and I can share that, but he shares the word with his life. Just to give you a brief example, when we were in the city of Reno, which this past year we've been able to train some of the elders there, five elders, and also ordain them to the ministry. They're now carrying on the ministry. He reminded them, every time you can, give your testimony with a scripture. Now, you know, that's exactly what's happening. Those elders are sharing and teaching their people to come and give a testimony with a scripture. That reminds me of 2 Timothy 2:2, to teach faithful men who will teach others also. Another thing that's really important to the ministry is to go back and back. So we make it a point, as part of our strategy, to go to each city, each reservation, twice a year. The reason for that is every time we go, we build stronger and deeper relationships with the people. And they welcome us back. They are thirsty for the word. So that's what we're involved in as far as the School Without Walls with Chief. Carolyn has been involved in the teaching ministry at the Phoenix Center like myself, in the women's ministry. She's been there and well received. So thank you again for all your faithful support. Carolyn now will share with you some closing thoughts, and then some prayer request.
It's a joy and a privilege for me to greet you and to follow up on what David has said. I would reiterate the thanks and appreciation to each one of you that he has already expressed. And because you are our partners, we want to include you in some of the prayer requests and things that are on our heart with regards to our ministry. First of all, one of the things that's becoming increasingly important to us is that the Lord raises up more Native American partners who will travel to the urban centers and the reservations to help with the teaching. There's an increasing number of requests for School Without Walls, and it's getting to the point where David and Hugh are finding it difficult to fit all of these into their schedule. Secondly, we're thrilled with the leaders who are emerging in the different Native American communities, and so it's our real prayer that they would increase in their training and in their willingness to take over direction in these Native American churches. Probably one of the biggest requests is that the Lord and the Holy Spirit would place within increased numbers of Native American hearts a receptive spirit to the gospel message. The Northwest, as it is throughout the country, but especially here, is one of the most unreached areas with the gospel, both in the Anglo community and especially in the Native American community. And to carry all of this ministry on, we request an ongoing prayer for spiritual strength especially, and for the good health to continue in the ministry to which God has called us. God has been gracious and given us that, but we know that the spiritual strength is due in great part to the prayers that you continue to offer on our behalf. We don't take for granted the safety and travel that God has given over the years, and so we also ask that you would continue to pray for safety and that our vehicles would continue to give good service because there's so many miles put on them. And God answered that prayer for us very quickly in a rather remarkable way here recently and provided a better vehicle with far fewer miles on it to help in this ministry. As we leave you, my thoughts are drawn to Paul's prayer to the Philippian church when he said, "I," and we're going to say we thank our God every time we remember you. In all our prayers for all of you, we always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And we do thank you, those of you who have been with us from the first day that we left to go to Alaska. Many of you are still with us now. And we are so grateful for that. And so we pray God's rich blessings upon each of you and pray that one day we will be able to share with you in person and see you face to face. And until then, we leave you with our love and prayers that God will bless you.